Blog Talk Radio.
I am me, I am who I am who I'm gonna be. Walking in the spirit moment by moment, fulfilling my own destiny. I am me, I am who I am who I'm gonna be. Walking in the spirit moment by moment, fulfilling my own.
Fulfilling your own destiny. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, wherever you are in this great big vast world of ours. I am Cindy Freeman. You are on Purpose Talk Radio. Well, you're listening to it anyway. And today is Monday, September 29th, 2014. It's an anniversary show, but I have nothing planned for it. But we're going to let this be divine order, followed by the universe. Spirit, whatever we might have today. Maybe do a short meditation, hopefully have a couple of guests call in that might be out there on Facebook world. Just whatever we might have today, we're going to let it be. It's probably going to be a very short show. A couple of friends were going to interview me for a change, but it just didn't happen as we worked it out for today. So, it's okay. We may have people stop by where I am sitting and they hear some things in the background that, you know what, I'm doing this totally without headset, hoping maybe somebody stops by at school. Whatever happens, happens. You know, it is all about purpose and seeing what happens from day to day and in the moment and trusting that whatever is supposed to happen will happen. So, let's see. Give you a couple of housekeeping things. We do air every Monday at 2 p.m. Central Time. That would be noon Pacific Coast, 3 p.m. on the Eastern Coast, 8 p.m. in the UK. And the premise of this show, Purpose Talk Radio, is people living their purpose, how they came to know what it is, how they got to achieve it, and what they might suggest to you for you to be able to live your purpose. You can check out a little bit more about us at PurposeTalkRadio.com. It's PurposeTalkRadio.com. And if you want to contact me directly, you can do so at Cindy, C-I-N-D-Y, at PurposeTalkRadio.com. When you do that, just leave me a message. If you are living your purpose or you know others who are living theirs and would like to be a guest on this show, feel free to contact me about that as well. And we can schedule those folks in. Coming up in the week, we've got some authors. We've got running a marathon. We've got anything and everything open. I don't care if you are cutting the lawn for someone or you are the CEO of IBM or Apple or any executive type company. It doesn't matter. If you are living your purpose and you know it's what you're supposed to be doing out in this world, then I'd love to have you come on the show and share how you came to know that that was the case. So right now, the other piece of information, let's see what we have out there. If you have products or services that you'd like to share with our listeners, please get a hold of me as well and do that. And hey, we've got an element of surprise here today. So let's see. What I'd like to start out with today is a bit of a guided meditation. And I did one of these a few weeks ago. And I'd like to do it again. We're coming up on a time of campaigning for elections in my city here in Milwaukee. Today we've got both gubernatorial candidates having their rallies, having some rallies and having people come in. So that's kind of interesting. You know, I had an opportunity to go to one of those and chose, no, let's just see what the universe has to offer for me today. And we'll go from that. Let's see. What I want to do. One of the things that I think for me is that I live my life trying to find positivity in this world and to share it with others. And I know many of you have heard the Positive News Day theme last week. And as I check on something, the good thing about that is that's for any time of year. Right now it's just in July, something that I created 2 years ago so that we can start to fill our world with something more positive and you know, find the positive in everything. Specifically, which is Positive News Month, and July 15th, which is Positive News Day. So if you I'll share that song with you, and then I have a little bit of a story that I'd like to share. So here you are for now.
This is breaking news just in. The change has finally come. You can hear the voices on the corner shouting, positive news is here today. Positive news every day for the rest of our lives.
I feel a change is coming. We'll be the change that's coming. Let's change perspective and be effective. We'll impact the world one story at a time. Believe it, achieve it, there's a story to be told. Positive news is here today. Positive news is here to stay. Change is coming. We are the change that's coming. We'll find the positive, replace the negative. We'll see the ripples affect the world one story at a time. Believe it, achieve it, there's a story to be told. Positive news is here today. Positive news is here to stay. Change is coming. We are the change that's coming. One person at a time, our thoughts will align. We'll see the universe flow one story at a time. Believe it, achieve it, there's a story to be told. Positive news is here today. Positive news is here to stay. Change is coming. I feel a change is coming. Believe it, achieve it, there's a story to be told. Positive news is here today. Positive news is here to stay. We'll be the change that's coming. We'll see the change that's coming. We are the change that's coming. We are the change. We are the change. We are the change.
We are the change. We are the change if we want to be the change. When we look at the world, we said one positive story, one negative story. One thing that makes us all wake up and be aware of what we have happening in our surroundings. And that song was Jillian Clark. She has been on the show before. In addition to the singer of that song, which we co-wrote, she also is a singer on our opening song, which is called I Am Who I Am. That song being written by True Trinity, Jillian, myself, and Rachel Martinez. I cannot believe that, 4 years ago, you know, talk about purpose. 4 years ago, the three of us, Rachel, Jillian, and I, well, I already knew Jillian, but we went to Florida for the Positive Music Awards, the Positive Music. we met, we sat around a pool, we chit-chatted, we created a song. The very beginning of a song. Just with the words, I'm who I am and that's who I'm going to be. All three of us being different personality, different styles, different lots of things. And being who we are and who we're meant to be in this world. And yet we came together on Skype. We wrote songs. We chatted. We learned about each other's lives and found out the differences, the similarities, the beliefs, and the music is the key to communicating feelings, emotions, things that are going on in our lives. Individually, collectively, we were able to put a lot of what was happening to music. And, it was really cool. Then, the history of Purpose Talk Radio has been very interesting along the way. After we came and wrote I Am Who I Am, Be the Difference, a couple other songs, I connected with Barbara Patterson on Facebook. She, at the time, was co-hosting Purpose Talk Radio with Jan Revelle. And Barbara saw that I was a singer-songwriter on Purpose Talk Radio. I was a singer-songwriter, so she asked if for Purpose Talk Radio, I'd be interested in submitting a song. Now, at that time, it was really, well, sure, why not? Looked at the premise of the website, which I had mentioned to you, purposetalkradio.com, and saw what exactly Barbara and Jan had created and what was the premise of what they were doing and what they were trying to achieve. And thought, hey, I know I am and Be the Difference, those two songs.
Well, that was interesting. We just totally lost connection again for this show. Had to call in my phone, so hopefully we're back on the air. Anyway, if you'd like to participate in this conversation, you can do so going to the bottom of the chat on the Blog Talk Radio page for Purpose Talk Radio. Scroll all the way to the bottom and you'll find that. The other way you can do it is by calling in to 347-205-9074. Again, 347-205-9074. The other alternative is if you're calling in by Skype, you can connect with us. Just press the number 1 on your numeric keypad in both cases, and we'll be able to know that you want to talk to us. So, okay, I want to come back to the history a little bit of Purpose Talk Radio as we celebrate this 1 year that I am the host of this show. Barbara and Jan accepted our song, but that meant incorporating to True Trinity, finding out all the legal things that go with that, learning to understand a little bit more about the music business. We'd all been part of something along the way and learned about, copyrights and things like that as we were, Jillian and I were part of the Nashville Songwriting Association. Rachel essentially had been a music teacher, so she knew all about that from her end. And so we, collaborated and got the attorneys and figured out all the things that needed to be done and trusted that Spirit would guide us to people we needed on some level, as well as whether the song was going to be right for the show or for anything else for that matter. The cool part is when it was accepted, it has since then been the theme song of the show. About a year later, Barbara left being the co-host of the show and Jan was a solo at the time. So, you know, that continued with her for year and a half. At that time, I helped produce that show. Stepped in the background, stayed in the background, liked the background. I never thought I'd be on air. I thought I would be a newspaper reporter or a writer or something like that forever in my life. Spirit has a strange way of changing things for us sometimes. Because what happens when we don't expect it and we're open to it can be miraculous. It can be miraculous. So I stayed in the background, answered phone calls, listened to Jan do readings every time that she was on the show, and set up affirmations and all those kinds of things. Stayed on the phones, answered phones. I was very happy doing that. And thought that's what I'd be doing. Thought I was going to start a positive news magazine in the meantime. And went to work from that level. But suddenly a year ago, actually probably even 4 months before that, Jan started talking about retiring as the co-host of the show. And I thought, oh man, what am I going to do with my Monday afternoons? I got kind of hooked on moderating and helping produce and being a part of things. So I thought, well, what happens if the show goes off the air? How will I feel? What will I want? What will I not want? And thought, could I do what's been happening all this time? Could I do what Jan's been doing? Could I follow the audience they've been able to build over the time and go with that? First I thought, no way. We're just going to, Jan won't leave. You know, that was my idea of what would happen with the show. My idea. As I keep stressing, you know, when we look at our dreams and passions, it's great. It gives us the opportunity to dream and to be someone, something, and look at the world in a picturesque way, hopefully. But we all know that not everything happens our way. That instead, sometimes we have to stop. We have to listen to what's happening around us. We have to change our perspective based on what ends up in our environment and in our lives. And so I did that. And I thought, what if? What if? You know, I did two shows in December. December before that. And it was kind of fun. Okay, I got a couple of my friends to be on as guests. Jan had been sick, and so I filled in. Thought, how can I do that again? Oh, man, that means getting guests. It's talking to people instead of just writing. Lo and behold, like I said, a year ago, I agreed, you know, with Jan's help and support, to take over Purpose Talk Radio. I bought the domain from her, and here we are a year later, still being the host, something I never thought. When I was engaged to a man 15 years ago, before he was in a car accident and killed, you know, it was his dream to be on the air. His dream to be a radio jock, to be a producer, to do all these things. And like I said, I was a writer. I didn't want anything to do with this. So that I'm doing it now is surprising. A little bit. Because I was exposed to it a year, many, many, many years before I really was. So there was that little seed that Spirit had put in me, that God, the universe, had put in me to prepare me, I guess. You know, we never know what we encounter in one time of our life that we'll encounter, that we will find help us later. I guess I look at, you know, as kids, we're out there taking on the world, learning things from our parents, from our environment, from our school, from whatever. A lot of times we feel like, I'm never going to use that. I remember back in algebra classes, I thought, man, I am not going to use this stuff. I'm going to be a writer. I'm going to be a teacher, so I guess maybe I'll use it there. I'm going to be something. I want to be, what else did I want to be? A farmer, a firefighter, a cop, an astronaut. All these things that went through going, you know, I'm not going to use this class. Actually, what I really thought is I wasn't going to use social studies. All this history stuff, well, yeah, it was history. It was the Let's Say history. That was my big one. I like math and science and writing and English and stuff like that. So, well, all kids think that. Why am I learning this? What am I going to ever do with it? Well, guess what? You do use it eventually. It comes around. It comes around and finds its way into your life. So like I said, you know, I thought Bill was going to be the radio person. I was going to write. Maybe I'd write some promos for him, maybe do some advertising, you know, write the advertising pieces, the copy, something like that. That was my goal. Let somebody else do the talking. Yet, that was all I could dream of a year ago, was taking over and not letting Purpose Talk Radio die. So, if anyone is, again, wants to call in, share their purpose, you're welcome to, 347-205-9074. 347-205-9074. This is an open format today. Nothing planned at all to see what Spirit wants to put out there for the coming year, maybe. Somebody wants to do a reading for the coming year, you're welcome to do it. I might consider doing readings, but that's not my forte. In fact, that was one of the biggest things for that, is that I did not want to do readings. And kind of put it out there that, you know, that's not what I wanted to do. And then, you know, life changed on that too. I kept listening to Jan when she was doing them. I, you know, would put some two cents in once in a while, participate. And, you know, it was kind of nice. Once in a while, getting those inclinations, getting the intuitive stuff. And just, you know, tossing it out to her so that she could use it as she felt. I had a minister that I work with and said, okay, you're a reader. Talk to me a little bit about this so I get used to it and be more interested in it. Okay, did that. That was fine. That was all nice and good. And then I got an opportunity to do an aura reading class with HSI International, which is higher do they class a way for classes to be, you know, for you to learn about mediumship and readings and things like that. And I took it. It was great. As I get somebody calling in, you might hear the beeps over the air. Hopefully you don't. And what learning that and understanding auras and chakras and grounding myself, I found myself more and more interested in that piece of it and less afraid of it. You know, we all do that. We're less afraid of things when we're exposed to them more. I'm going to take a chance here. There's someone listening at the moment. They don't have their hand up, but I'm going to put them on the air and see. If not, if they don't respond, then we won't follow through. And if they do, great. Hello, area code 469. This is Cindy. You're on Purpose Talk Radio.
Oh, I'm just listening for right now. Thank you.
Okay, that's perfectly fine, and that's great. Like I said, I don't have anybody monitoring my calls today, so I thought I'd pick it up and just check for you. If you change your mind, please do hit 1, as I'd like to instruct anyone else that is listening on the air. So I'll put that caller back on hold at the moment. Anyway, so like I said, so some of that oil readings and some of that grounding work was really the most important for me at the time, because it taught me to be patient with myself. It taught me to listen to those voices inside of me that say, do this, go this direction, follow that. You know, I don't do it real well all the time. There's a lot of times I hear, you should be doing your homework right now, and I want to go do something else. And then somebody calls and says, how about going out? And I can't do it because I didn't do my homework right when I thought. You know, a lot of things have happened along the way to bring me to the space that I'm in right now. You know, in addition to Purpose Talk Radio, that I have found my own purpose in doing some things with editing and reading, Facebook consulting, writing the music, as I mentioned to you earlier. And at this point, being, just being in the moment, the, I guess, the most special thing that I am doing, and many of you have heard about this if you've been listening all the way, is being in school as a sign language interpreter, to become a sign language interpreter. You know, every day I struggle with whether or not that should be or shouldn't be a part of what's happening with me. I've heard instead I should be doing some other things with it, that I should be going into linguistics or something other than just the interpreting side of it, you know, something beyond that would require a master's degree or whatever. But I don't want to do that. There are times where I hear I don't have the skills right now to be in the interpreting program. So I go inside and say, okay, God, lead me to what I need next. Bring me to a space. Bring me the skills that I need to do whatever I'm supposed to do. And when I sit quietly enough, when I take the time to go inside, I usually find my answers. You know what? Sometimes it's silence. Sometimes that's all it is dead silence. And I have to figure out if that means I'm doing what I'm doing or I should just totally stop. Or in the moment, maybe that answer's not going to come because I need more time. I need more history doing something else. You know, before I said I didn't like social studies and history, that's when the history starts coming back to me because I have to look back at my other experiences in life and say, and that's my personal history, say, okay, what happened before when I didn't get an answer? Or what happened before when I jumped too soon into something? Or what happened before when I just, when I jumped into something and it turned out not to be too soon? I found a purpose for it. So what I'd like to do, I mentioned a guided meditation briefly, and I think we'd like to do that. So if you are in a space where you can be comfortable, close your eyes perhaps, sit still, get comfortable, whatever that might mean. I'd like to take you through a guided meditation here. Oh, I was going to put some music on here, and I did not do it, as I see one of my callers sitting online here that is going to offer me a piece of music. Well, we're going to do it without music today again, just because it's there. If you are not in a space where you can really participate in this right now, know that the show is recorded and that there are, the archives are available at the same link where you are listening to it now. And it's usually available maybe 10 minutes after the show ends. So I invite you now to sit back, to or lay back, whatever you want to do, to find yourself in a comfortable position, in a comfortable space where you can be by yourself, where you can tune out the rest of the world, and take in a deep breath and hold it for just a second and breathe out. And do that a few more times, as deeply as you can, and release as much of that air as you can, knowing that you are in a space to hear and receive what is yours to have in the moment. And I'm going to take us through a chakra system a little bit here and allow you to do some grounding work. And allow yourself to relax and connect with your own true self. So at the very base of the navel is in the solar plexus. If we think of it in the color of red, reach down into your system. You can physically with your hands hold on to the center base of your life, the grounding source, the base of the chakras, all feelings, all emotions, all spiritual connection. And so the color of that is red. And what I want you to do is even out your emotions, get yourself grounded and ready to receive what is yours to receive. Breathing deeply, evenly in the moment. And then go on up. And allow yourself to relax in the belly area. Feel how your breath is taken in and out, and how your body responds. Your breath. Respond to that grounding that you just took yourself through. All of the things you want to do with your life. Not in detail, just spit a few things out. You know, when they say what's on that bucket list. And think of how your stomach area feels as you go through those things. It will tell you a lot about whether you're supposed to plan them in the near future. Or whether instead you're supposed to wait. Find that thing that gives you the most joy, gives you those butterflies of excitement. Picture those butterflies flying out around you. This might seem kind of odd for some people. It may not be something that you've done in the past. And if it's, you know, only take it to the point that is comfortable for you. And if it's not comfortable yet, that's fine. Do it any way that works for you. Continue breathing evenly. And we're going to go back through the colors of the rainbow. Stopping a little bit here. Okay, let's go back down again. You know, now we look at the yellows. That's the intuition, the solar plexus area. And then we move up into the heart space, the greens. You know, it's an area of love, of acceptance, of connection to other people. Think of some of the people that you have connected with in your life and how they've influenced you to what you might want to do today. Think of who's been the most influential person in your life. Now, I want you to bring that down just a little bit. I know I'm not doing these quite in the order of what some people might expect. Think of the space between your heart and between the solar plexus of your body. You know, I mentioned before that area that gives you the butterflies and all that. You know, in between that space is a sacral space. It's traditionally with the color of orange. So I want you to think of that area of your body covered in orange. You know, it's the area that is your drive, your sensations, the part that is actually like a shadowed part of yourself. And see how the area from the root, the red, up into the solar plexus and the yellow, up through the sacral area and into your heart. How those all are intertwined. They need to be separated to be in a balanced chakra system. But at the same time, they need to be slightly connected. And balanced. So continue breathing evenly. And if they're not, picture those areas. Nice, round, smooth. continuing in a cyclical format and connecting. Now think of what each of these areas mean to you. And as you continue, let's move up into your throat area. Think of the blues that are in your life. Not the blues emotional. The blues as in that area that is the area where you speak. What, you know, for a lot of people, that's a nice neutral color. It's expression. It's communication. Think of how you felt the last time you were able to speak your mind and were able to achieve exactly what you wanted to achieve because you spoke up. We all have those times when we swallow our thoughts and our words. This time we want you to think of the times that you did not do that. And again, remember to keep your breath even. As you go through this process, so that you don't get caught up in anything, and so that you stay relaxed in thinking of this. Now, what if, as you picture your dream from all those butterflies, what if you could share with the world, in words, concrete words, what your dream is? Picture yourself either saying it out loud, maybe from a stage, maybe just to your friends, your family. Maybe just in a mirror. If you're in a space where you can actually say it, you know, feel free to do that out loud. What is your dream? Voice that to the universe, to spirit, to God. Whatever name is comfortable for you. Speak that dream. Speak what you want to have happen in your life and allow it to spread out to the rest of the world. If you're not comfortable speaking, think of yourself writing it. You can do that. If you feel comfortable writing without breaking out of your focus, and you can, just over the next moments or two, just in a couple of words. And we're going to put it more in an affirmation. I know I am meant to, and state your purpose. That inspiration, that butterfly project that you got in the solar plexus area. Now, speaking that, guess what? You put the thought out there. It's now the universe's responsibility to answer that for you. It may not be today. It may not be tomorrow. It will happen. It may not even be the way you expect it to. So, just be careful. Be ready. But as we continue to balance our lives, we go up into the area that's called our third eye. Pretty much right at your forehead. What's associated with that is the color purple. It's visions. It's knowledge. It is understanding. And in this meditation, I want you to take what you know and realize that it is an understanding that brings you here. It allows you to connect with the feeling of what you're supposed to do in a tangible, thought-filled way. Think of how you will look, you will feel, you will be when you achieve the project that you think you're meant to do, when you fulfill that purpose. And you might be doing it right now, so you might already know what those feelings are like. What's that feeling of success? What is that thought behind everything? What have you come to understand and to know in the process of getting to your purpose? As you continue breathing and continue through this process, you will get those words said to you. You'll know them. And someday when you're in that position more fully, you'll probably think back, man, I've heard that before. And you'll be able to think back on this meditation and know what it means to be there. Now, as we continue to move up our body through the chakra system, I want you to come up to the crown chakra, the very top of your head. That is your connection to spirit, to the universe, to unlimited possibilities. That picture that just you have just created, coming through your balance, send that picture now to the universe completely. You might feel your head start to tingle. You might feel breezes. You might feel nothing. All of those, whatever it is your way of connecting to spirit. Again, to God, the universe, whatever word you want to put on it, it's yours. Those connections are yours and yours alone, however that happens for you. Now take a moment again to look at the entire picture you've just created in your body, in your mind, in your soul, in your spirit. And keep breathing easy. And remind yourself that you are at rest, that you are calm, that you can have anything you want, that as long as you connect your entire body, your entire system, on a regular basis, you'll find you can achieve anything. Reach up into the universe and hold that picture. Take a piece of it and put it in your hands and close your hands for just a moment. Now that's what happens when it's inside your body. And again, open your hand and release so that everything around you is aware of that picture. Everything around you is aware of that feeling of accomplishment. And you can do that anytime that you want. That is living your purpose. That's what we're meant to do. Take a couple of more deep breaths as you start to come out of this meditation. As you start to come back to the space you're in. And when you're comfortable, open your eyes. And be back. And I hope that when, sometime soon, you find a way to write down some of the thoughts that you had during this time, that so that when it actually happens for you and you wonder why and how, that you can go back and go, oh yeah, I did picture that. Oh yeah, I did create that space for myself. So, put it away, tuck it away, and see what happens. I think for today, I pretty much don't have a lot to share with you. I pretty much shared the story, like I said, of the creation of Purpose Talk Radio. Over the next year now, you know, when I first started in this a year ago, I said, well, I'll give it 6 months maybe to do something similar to what Jan was doing, maybe 9 months, maybe a year, and we'll see how it works. And maybe I'll change it, maybe I won't. And slowly I've made some changes. Like I said, I don't do the readings that she did. But it's been funny. A couple of times I have, and I've had readers on. I've had authors on. And at one point I didn't think I was going to have authors because, you know, There's one theory that everybody can write a book, believe. There's a thought that everybody should write a book. Yeah, I think probably they should. That they should share their life in some fashion with the world. There's definitely a thought that everybody should read a book and learn about things and other people and adventures. I definitely agree with that. You know, even reading for me, that's a strain with the eyesight. I still like holding my books. Even when they're on tape, I try to have a hard copy of the book. Because I get lost in books. So, like I said, I didn't think I'd really have authors on, and I'm going to have one in a couple of weeks that did a collaboration on a book. I've had some other ones that have done some things for fundraisings over the year. Anna Reynolds was one of them. She was one of my guests. I'm just trying to think of who all the people have been over the year that have touched my lives. And hopefully have touched yours. And passed on their purpose to you. And the other listeners over the time. Just kind of going back and looking at a list of my many guests. And I am so blessed to have had them be here and be a part of this show, and be a part of your lives. You know, we have Mindy Taylor Dodge, we have Reverend Lisa Garrow, we had Krista Bell, Jenny Robertson, Jan Revelle, Kat Sturtz, Carol Woodruff, Sharon Hinckley. Man, they're just some people that I'm thinking of over the time. What else? Andrea Hyland, Danya Zimmerman, Candace Campbell. You know, I'm probably missing people. And for that, I apologize. My memory's not good for names yet. Sarah Joy, Joy Siren. Mark Riccobono, The Blind Driver. Last week we had Brian Peters talking about deaf awareness. There's been a lot of people that I've exposed the world to, and it is so cool to have encountered those people. And I thank you all for being a part of the listening audience, which averages, for 150 and 200 a week, and or being a guest, and or being like in the chat rooms. You see a couple people in there now. We had Dennis before, Corinne. We had lots of people that, have stopped by over time. Oh, sorry, Corinne, just messed up your name. And, all of these people that have been a part of my life, that have touched my life in a certain way, and I hope yours. So I put in the meditation a little bit of the affirmation for today. And I can't even remember it because when I do meditations, I don't think of them. I don't even remember what I said. So we're going to change it, and we're going to think about the affirmation for this week. Let's see. Now, I didn't put a thread on our Purpose Talk Radio Conversations page on Facebook, which is normally where we have our discussion. So I'll have to put one up there later. Pin the announcement for this show up at the top. Let's see. I know. I am living a balanced, purposeful life. I am living a balanced, purposeful life. There we go. That's simple. Short, sweet, and simple. So my next piece is figuring out my schooling, taking a look at maybe what else is going to be a part of my schooling as well as Purpose Talk Radio. At this point, we are keeping it on Mondays at 3 p.m. Pacific Time, noon Eastern Time, and 8 p.m. in the U.K. I know that I'm going to be working a little bit more on my psychic abilities, my aura readings over the time. Again, whether I put that in the show, I don't know. I started telling you where I had taken my class. It was through Higher Source International with the organization. And again, had I not met the many people that I do over the time, had I not listened to another show called Curious Times over the nighttime. It's on very late at night, so it's been kind of hard for me to listen lately. There's a lot of people I would not have met. Dennis and Corinne, who were in the chat room today. Christina Nelson, who's been on my show. Dennis is also on my show. That's right, there's a couple more people over time. Don Katzen. All these people, had I not connected in other ways, these people wouldn't have been a part of my life. And I am so, so very grateful for it. Corinne, you got it, dream. So I don't know what the dream for Purpose Talk Radio is. I don't know what the dream for my magazine is anymore. It's still there. If somebody wants to help with getting that online, I greatly appreciate it. I've got contributors there. I've got a cartoonist. All these people are sitting in the background that I've met through Facebook, that I've met through life. It's just not time. So like I said, sometimes our dreams are out there. And sometimes our purpose is out there, but just not the right time yet. And we just have to pay attention to the little voices. Say now, take this step. Now take that step. Go talk to this person. Go talk to that person. And let the pieces fall into place. And let the puzzles, you know, as we put together a puzzle. I think of life as a puzzle. I think of life as a book, too. You know, there's all these chapters that come together. And when we look back to all the chapters we've read through, pretty amazed at that plot line. As you put together a puzzle, if you think of your life as a puzzle, and putting those pieces together, you know, sometimes some of us put the edges out first. Some people put the middle first so that they can get the biggest part of the picture. Some people just try to go all the way across the rows and try to make, you know, top to bottom picture or right to left or left to right picture and fit everything together that way. No two people do it the same way. Two people live their life the same way. But when the puzzle's done, the puzzle's put together, usually we'll get a picture that we recognize. Occasionally, though, when you get done, you'll see there's one little piece that's still missing. And hopefully, through listening to Purpose Talk Radio, some of my guests, maybe they'll give you that piece over the next year or however long this show's on the air. I do hope so. Thank you all for being a part of Purpose Talk Radio as listeners, as guests, as connections for me in my life and helping me and the listeners to have their purpose in the world at noon Pacific, at 3 at Eastern. That the purpose is listening. So now, for the upcoming week, I wish you all full blessings as we close again with the True Trinity song, I Am Who I Am.
I am me, I am who I am, I am who I'm gonna be. Walking in the spirit moment by moment, fulfilling my own destiny. I am me, I am who I am, I am who I'm gonna be. Walking in the spirit moment by moment, fulfilling my own destiny. Walking in the spirit moment by moment, fulfilling my own destiny. Walking in the spirit moment by moment, fulfilling my own destiny.